Well, the Web Summit Vancouver is here, and with it, 15,000 entrepreneurs, investors, and tech leaders from across the globe. What's this mean for the international spotlight when it comes to Vancouver and for BC's innovation ecosystem? Well, joining me now is Tomitsa Divic, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development for Innovate BC, one of many local companies involved, of course, with Web Summit. Tomitsa, thank you for coming by. Great to see you.
Thank you so much, Jazz. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Lots to talk about. First of all, for our listeners out there, why is Web Summit, this event that is technically starting tonight, although we've had investors here as yesterday doing tours of various companies, but why is this particular summit such a big deal for Vancouver?
So it's a huge deal for us, I think. We're bringing the global market to our doorstep. So as you mentioned, 15,000 people coming to town, investors, customers, potential partners for our local companies. This is really an opportunity for them to find investment opportunities, attract new customers. Instead of having to go out to the global market and travel, they get to stay here, be on home turf, and have the global market come to their doorstep. So again, it's really great that our companies have access to this. And at Innovate BC, we've been just trying to get them ready, make sure they're prepared to take advantage of it.
So they've come to Vancouver, and I know the Web Summit occurs in other cities as well. I think
yes.
Portugal is where they started, right?
They've got events in Lisbon, in Qatar, in Rio, Hong Kong, and now
Vancouver.
And now in Vancouver.
So
right.
what are these individuals that are here, what are they looking for? Is it the ability to invest? Are they looking at certain sectors? Like who are these 15,000 people? What are they looking for in Vancouver?
It really does cover broad areas. So we know there's a lot of interest in AI right now. So there's various teams, themes on artificial intelligence. And from BC standpoint, we really want to showcase where we think we have some of the biggest strengths to be globally competitive. Life sciences, we've got amazing health tech companies here. Digital and gaming, just having Electronic Arts here locally, there's tons of spin out companies from there. Mm-hmm. Some really great gaming studios, VFX studios that are here locally. Clean tech, and then AI and quantum, where we also have some amazing companies, over 300 AI companies. Lots of great stuff in quantum that actually started here in BC. So we're trying to put our best foot forward and show the world what BC is made of.
What do the AI companies work on? I mean, you can't be very specific, but just broadly speaking, when people think AI, they think ChatGPT, they think of Gemini and things Google has released. What kind of work are they doing here on AI?
There are so many different applications, obviously. Something that I see often with BC companies is they're really trying to solve complex problems. So looking at, how do we integrate AI into health solutions to make patients, there was a company that I just met with in the Okanagan last week called Mystoria. They're trying to provide patients with that need complex care, empower them to have the information that they need at their fingertips when they're going to talk to physicians. So these are like the complex problems like that that companies are trying to solve. In agritech, trying to make sure that our food systems are secure and using predictive AI technologies to help with the management and growth of local produce. Everything from, how to improve access to healthcare, access to food, to things like autonomous driving pods. There's a company called ANK Robotics. If you've ever traveled through YVR Airport, they have a self-driving pod where if people have mobility issues, if you've ever needed help getting onto one of those things that transport you around the airport, you can just come in and scan your boarding pass and it'll take you right to the gate where you need to go. So really exciting technologies that are improving lives, essentially.
Wow. It's not as simple as give me your best apple pie recipe.
No, not, I love a good apple pie recipe though. Can't say I haven't used it for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Innovate BC, now you're the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development. For our audience, explain to me what Innovate BC and your relationship with the provincial government.
Absolutely. So Innovate BC, we're a crown agency of the province under the Ministry of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation. And our mandate is really to help companies start, scale, and succeed in BC. We really want to make sure companies have access to the tools and resources they need to grow and be prosperous, create jobs, and benefit the economy here locally. We do that through partnering with lots of organizations all over the province to make sure that we're able to cover all areas and all sectors. And the ways that we actually help companies is there's some programs that we have that offer them grant funding to help them develop their technologies or get them to market. And then we also fund various mentorship and education programs that help develop the business skills needed to grow and scale their businesses.
So when a company wants to apply for a grant, does it go through your management, or do you have a set committee that decides what technology to potentially bet on? I'm curious as to how that works, particularly you're a public entity at the, yes, at the end of the day too, right?
Yeah. It depends on the program and the stage of company. So it starts off with our Ignite program, which is about commercializing research. So if you've got some interesting research that you're working on the university, you partner with a company, and we want to make sure there's a customer involved that actually wants to buy and use that technology. That's a grant that they can get. That is, again, we've usually managed internally. Sometimes we bring in external experts if there's a specific sector that they need to focus on. And then we have programs all the way on the other side, like the integrated marketplace, which is about helping local companies access big customers. I'll give you an example, like the ANK Robotics one. YVR is the test bed. So the airport agreed, hey, we'll test out this local technology. Mm-hmm. It helps them get a big customer and then use that as a gateway to go global and access global markets. So in those situations, we might partner with some industry, right? Make sure that, again, they're the ones that are interested in buying the technology at the end of the day.
Is it still difficult to attract private capital investment in some of these companies locally? I mean, the U.S. and Silicon Valley are sort of the epicenter for all of that. I mean, American culture, American dollars, there's a lot of venture capital that will take risk. I'm not saying that we don't do here. We do have venture capital here. But is it tougher? And it's not just a Canada issue. It could be the UK. It could be France. Because the U.S. is a unique culture that way. Is it still difficult to attract private capital in Canada to invest and take a risk on tech companies?
We do hear that. And, you know, when I talk to companies, that is still an issue, right? That, mm-hmm, that access to capital. This is one of the reasons why the province created NBC. So it's a strategic investment fund. $500 million to invest directly into companies or funds of funds that can, again, invest here locally when companies need that local capital. And we do hear from companies, they want to grow here, right? So that access to capital is really important. And it's another reason why I think actually Web Summit, you know, they're bringing in 600 investors from all over the world. This is an opportunity, I think, for companies to get access to some of that capital as well as opportunities to expand to other markets.
Most importantly, tell their story.
Yes.
Yeah. My guest is Tamitsa Divic, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development with Innovate BC. We're talking about Web Summit, which is beginning tonight. 15,000 entrepreneurs, investors, and tech leaders from across the globe converging on Vancouver. It's a big deal. We'll talk a little bit more about technology and innovation after the break. Hey, welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Tamitsa Divic, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development with Innovate BC. It is just one local organization, obviously participating with Web Summit here in Vancouver, which launches tonight. 15,000 entrepreneurs from around the world or investors or tech leaders from around the globe talking about where technology is and where it's going. And I think we may be asking that same question as entrepreneurs, as parents, because technology moves so very quickly. I got to ask you one question, Tamitsa. What excites you? Is there a particular technology or a particular company, whether it's local or global? I'm just curious, someone who's so involved in the tech sector and ecosystem, is there technology that really excites you out there that you see?
Yeah, lots of it. And I feel very lucky that I get to interact with it every day. And we see lots of great companies coming through. I think I'm really proud of some of our homegrown successes, especially in the life sciences sectors. Like healthcare is one of the things that's obviously top of mind for so many people. Mm-hmm. And to have some of the most like world-class leading companies coming out of BC, like AbCellera, Zymeworks, Aspect Biosystems, 3D printing human tissue, like things that we can't even wrap our heads around sometimes, and they're changing therapeutics, access to healthcare, and that's the type of stuff that I think improves lives. So that gets me really excited. But then there's also some fun companies. I met with a company called Glukskin that has an autonomous driving stroller, which might sound a little interesting. Dangerous. But I remember having kids, having my second kid, and having one kid that you have to carry somehow, and the other one in a stroller, and just like the way that could also make things easier for parents and improve lives is really cool. So we get to see some really exciting companies on all sides, both the fun kind, the digital gaming companies, which my kids love. Got to visit Kabam Studios yesterday, and they make Marvel video games right here locally. So took some pictures of that to make them jealous. But then I think it's really some of the stuff that's transforming healthcare, climate, right? Really addressing those big challenges where we have amazing talent here locally that's solving those really complex
challenges. Do you think we can keep these great companies you're talking about? Some of them are suppliers to bigger companies in other parts of the world, but some of them probably have very interesting intellectual property that's been built here, conceived here. Do you think we're better at it, or do you think there's more work that needs to be done to keeping that intellectual property here in Canada? Because it has been really the last four decades the conversation in this country, that we keep allowing our companies to have some great ideas, they grow to a certain level, and a foreign company, American in many cases, sometimes British, whatever it may be, they buy the company and they move the key executives, they take that intellectual property and they move it to Boston, to San Francisco, to London, wherever it may be, that we lose that research, whether it's in our universities, whether it's in private sector companies. Are we better at keeping some of that IP here, or is that still a challenge for us?
I think it's something that's extremely important. If we want to grow anchor companies and have companies that are globally successful, we really do need to think about IP and IP strategy. It's something that I think both the provincial and federal government have recognized, and there's been a lot of investments in that space recently. Feds launched a program maybe a couple of years ago that Innovate BC supported with called Accelerate IP. And just, I think it was last week, we launched an IP hub, which is a kind of one central point. There's a lot of information out there, so it's hard to sometimes navigate where to go. Mm-hmm. This IP hub will help companies find resources, do an assessment to see where their IP levels of knowledge and readiness are, and then connect them to the best resources. Because I agree with you. It is really important that we focus on this issue and make sure that companies have the tools they need to navigate it.
It's interesting, just because when you think about the war that's going on at the geopolitical level between U.S. and China over intellectual property. We're not talking about bombs being dropped. We're not talking about a traditional war, but it is a war over technology, a war over chips. I mean, this is where the conversation is ultimately going, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's this is something that obviously we as Canadians, we have to make sure that our companies have the right tools to operate in global markets, and also that they're protected.
Yeah. And so in regards to Web Summit itself, this is when you look at the history of technology in our city, Web Summit is an inflection point, is it not?
I absolutely think it is. I was joking earlier that some of the chatter on the streets has been, it feels like some 2010 energy, like remembering the Olympics and all the people that it brought in. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of excitement here. I think our companies are definitely, and especially in this environment, looking at ways to diversify, see how we can get it. You have to operate on a global level if you're going to be really, successful and be a big company. So again, having access to real-time feedback and information from customers, from investors, from potential partners from all over the world, I don't think it could have come at a better time. And it really is something that we, again, have been just focusing, make sure that we're ready to take advantage of this opportunity for our local companies.
Well, it's a big few days for Vancouver's tech scene, that's for sure. Tamitsa Divic, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. We're happy to have you. We look forward to having you on again. That is Tamitsa Divic, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships and Ecosystem Development with Innovate BC.